Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Good morning. You know, it's no secret we're living in a very high-tech world, and what's even scarier is that it's just the beginning.
Indeed. Just look at how we can make payments for items now. We tap our card, we scan a QR code. It's never been easier. And real-time payments have brought immeasurable convenience for consumers and retailers. But could they pose an existential threat for banks?
Good question. A recent report by FICO, a financial analytics company, found out that 4 out of 5 Asia-Pacific banks noting that the introduction of real-time payment platforms in their country have resulted in increase fraud losses. So that's good news, right?
Yeah, so with customers unlikely to reverse their love for instant, convenient transactions, banks in the region need to move beyond passwords and OTPs. not just that, they should also have to add more advanced capabilities like customer behavior analytics to keep up with all the changing payments landscape.
So the question is, how can banks meet the needs of the new generation of customers while balancing the need to be secure and compliant? Convenience versus security? That's a question we ask Ben Henshaw, who is General Manager Southeast Asia for Red Hat. Ben, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Elliot. Very well, thank you.
So Red Hat works closely with banks like DBS and OCBC trying to accelerate their digital transformation efforts. Are they seeing the importance of digitalization, would you say, and or do they find it hard to make that balance between getting happy customers and security?
Look, Manisha, it's always a really, really continuous contention that banks are facing with regards to trying to, you know, provide outstanding customer experiences, but then also have highly secure and resilient IT infrastructure to support, you know, the requirements from the regulators and as well as their internal policies. So it's just this constant contention that's never going to go away, but to the point where you have continual customer expectations increasing about real-time, quality, convenience, frictionless banking, frictionless services. Digitization is here to stay. So, yeah, it's just an ongoing issue.
Actually, if we were to talk about the growth of non-traditional financial services institutions, these players, so many of them that have come into the region, these guys have pushed traditional banks into digitalizing. How fast is the rate right now? What are some of the notable changes you've seen over the years?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, Elliot, because from where Red Hat stands, what we've seen is very aggressive push in making what's called internal IT systems that a bank traditionally has, and they're internally facing. Mm-hmm. They're making them externally facing, so, you know, through your mobile phone or through different multi-channels. And that's a really difficult thing for banks to do, because you're taking things that were internally used and then making them exposed onto, you know, the internet. And that's where, from, you know, an IT architecture and a software architecture, that's quite a difficult thing to make these payments and these external services accessible. So it's a really strong, aggressive approach that the banks are doing, because it really helps reduce their cost, provide great customer experience, but it's not an easy task for them to go and do fast and simply and then maintain compliance with their regulatory bodies.
Yeah, picking up on that, I'm sure there are problems that come with digitalization for banks. What would you say in your experience is the number one problem they face?
So, Manisha, there's a couple of problems I would suggest that are really equally valid. One is, as I just talked about, them trying to transform their internal IT applications and systems to become externally facing. The second is, how do you make that interoperable? And so there's this sort of IT term called application programming interfaces, where banks can talk to each other and talk to fintech systems nicely and securely. And then the third is, how do they make their organization exceptionally good at mastering what we call software delivery? So banks traditionally haven't been focused or experts at how they build IT systems in this lean and agile and open source software cloud native architecture way. And that's where they're trying to change their people's skills and how they work together to really release these new digital services on a much more continuous, fast, reliable and secure way.
We're speaking with Ben Henshaw, who is General Manager Southeast Asia for Red Hat. Ben, the growing risks of fraud to financial institutions, that's of course one of the main concerns for anyone, really. What are some key layers of protections that banks need to go against these bad guys?
There's several things that they can do and are doing. So the first is, how they lock down their IT systems to prevent the surface attack area from external nasties coming in and trying to break in, take their data and sort of surf their transactions and do nasty things there. The second is that they have really good, secure and well-articulated software development, testing and delivery practices. The third is that they're implementing these fraud detection and AI-type systems that are able to pick up these abnormalities in transactions or services that can then identify the ability to shut down those systems really, really quickly or take action to try and reduce the amount of, virus or threats that come from these fraudulent transactions.
It's sort of the number one concern from consumers everywhere, isn't it? Let's talk about the fact that banks, we know, handle so much data. How can they use that volume of data to their advantage and actually protect themselves against further fraud?
Yeah, there's a double-edged opportunity with that, Manisha. So you're right, with the large amounts of data that are coming in, they're trying to store that data in ever bigger and growing IT sort of infrastructure systems. And this is where cloud and open source software from the providers like Red Hat is really helping banks expand that and handle the type of scale that is necessary to hold, you know, the volumes of data. The second thing is being able to then use that data to be able to identify fraudulent systems or fraudulent transactions or fraudulent services, but then also using that data to be able to identify customer behavior, improve real-time services and provide a more frictionless experience. And that's where they need particularly insightful software applications and infrastructure to be able to sort of look at that data and make real-time assessments to then, you know, provide customers a great experience at the time of transaction or at the time of usage.
On that, Ben, can I just ask you, do we already experience the result of that sometimes? You know, I've been overseas, for example, using my card, and there's been a stop on my card. And when I call the bank, they say, oh, it's because, you know, we needed to know that you're in a different country and, you know, we got the data that, you know, somebody might be using your card improperly. Is that the kind of thing we're experiencing when that happens?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, you know, I have the same situation when I'm overseas and I make a transaction and I instantly get an SMS from my bank telling me, you know, you've made this transaction in the local currency. You know, if there's anything wrong with that, please give us an alert. So that's one very, very simple example. Then that's more on the sort of protection side. But then it's where you can use that data to then provide great customer experience. If you're in a certain location and you're walking past a certain mall or you're doing something online with a certain retailer that the bank has a partnership with, that it can pick that up and then provide, you know, an offer or a suggestion at that moment of transaction, which is around, you know, great customer experience.
Ben Henshaw, General Manager, Southeast Asia Red Hat, on the line with us. We're talking convenience versus security. Ben, sorry about this curveball question, but we know fraud will cost the bank money. In your experience, is there an estimate as to, even if it's in percentages, how much money it can cost a bank? What's one of the worst fraud cases you experience, and how much did that cost that particular bank?
So I think it's fair to say, I think the best way to answer that, Elliot, is it's very easy to say that if you just do a basic search on the internet for banking fraud fines, you will see a litany of organisations that are being fined by the regulators for not having compliant, secure systems. And I don't want to call out any particular organisation by name, but there was certainly one that was very, very public that cost upwards of $700 million.
Wow.
And exposed hundreds of millions of accounts, credit information. And that's because they weren't patching and complying with their IT systems to prevent this type of fraud. And interestingly, that was based on an open source piece of software that was not correctly patched. And so this is, you know, for instance, exactly where Red Hat plays, where it provides this secure, compliant software from open source, which is a type of software model that the banks use to make sure that their systems are locked down and secure and applying these great software security patches to prevent this type of detection. But the $700 million one is probably the most public and biggest case that I've seen in the last 24 months.
That is a remarkable story. And on a much more micro level, Ben, I actually had someone defraud me and I picked it up when I looked at my bank statement, but they'd actually spent about £3,000 on a holiday. So I thought, I did not spend that money.
Free holiday on you.
Yeah. Well, they didn't get away with it. The bank actually managed to reimburse me, which was amazing. But anyway, that's just my little personal beef. Let's talk about digitalization as some sort of race. I mean, there's so much to think about. You've got financial services institutions needing to find a balance between innovation, keeping costs in check, and meeting regulatory requirements. How does it go?
Similar to that idea of just digitalization and this issue around regulation, it's always going to be there as an issue. It's a bit like costs for a bank are always going to be an issue. It's a case of how do they manage that in the most expeditious and fastest way. What we've seen across the ASEAN archipelago, you know, from Malaysia to Indonesia, Philippines, Thailand, Vietnam, and obviously here in Singapore, is this continuous adoption of new technologies from providers like Red Hat and software practices to make them what I would call high-performing software delivery organizations. So similar to what I said just earlier about the fact that banks haven't traditionally been huge proponents of how to master software, now they're really doubling down on their IT departments to become excellent at building these amazing cloud sort of architected open source digital native IT systems to support great frictionless banking and services. So banks like AmBank Group in Malaysia, Ascend Money in Thailand, BTPN in Indonesia, DBS Bank and OCBC here in Singapore and KBTG in Thailand, they're all working with Red Hat to accelerate the way that they're delivering banking services using our architecture and software practices and really having some outstanding results, which several years ago, you know, they were more inward-facing, had more branches, or branch banking type services, and now that's all becoming, you know, aggressively digitized and providing great customer experiences.
We've been speaking with Ben Henshaw, who is General Manager of Southeast Asia at Red Hat. Ben, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Have a great week ahead, yeah?
Really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.